And staying in the area, very close to the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, is the Pontifical Beda College. Now, if you listen to my programme, I am sure you will have noticed that I often mention the Beda, as it's affectionately known, both because it's where Benedictine abbot Timothy Wright, who is a frequent collaborator of mine, resides, and because it is a source of interest and contacts for us English speakers here in Rome. Well, the college, its rector, Monsignor Roderick Strange, explains on its webpage, was first founded in 1852 to form elder men, often convert clergymen, for Catholic priesthood. They came here only for 4 years because they were seen to have significant knowledge and experience already. Today, Monsignor Strange continues, the character of the community has changed. Although the Beda remains the responsibility of the bishops of England and Wales, it has opened its doors to receive men from English-speaking countries worldwide. However, the essential mission remains the same, to help older men harness and develop their experience and knowledge in the service of the gospel as Catholic priests. And it is on some of these men that today Abbot Timothy Wright reflects, as many of them reach the end of their stay here in Rome and prepare to go out to serve the world, taking with them the Word of God.
June is always a good month in the liturgical year and in the year of formation, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, because periods of training come to an end. And as many of you know, I'm a spiritual director at the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome. And it's always a happy moment at the end of the second semester in June when we see our students being ordained to the diaconate and to the priesthood. And in this particular year, and it's as we've just finished the year of the priest, it's nice to reflect on the eight candidates who will be ordained priest in this coming few weeks or months, because they represent a sort of microcosm of the church. We have a Benedictine monk from Pecos in the United States who has been studying with us for 2 or 3 years, and he is going to be ordained out in Pecos in his monastery later on. And he will work in Pecos in New Mexico, doing some pastoral work and retreat work, I should imagine, in that area from that monastery. But then we move to Africa, and we have a wonderful man called Spencer Crewe, whose wife died, and he decided to go for the priesthood for the Bulawayo Archdiocese in Zimbabwe. And he is just completing his fourth year with us and was ordained deacon last year, and will go back in a couple of weeks' time to be a priest in the Bulawayo Archdiocese, and he will be ordained there. And that will be a wonderful moment for that diocese. And he's a courageous man, full of energy and faith, and will bring a lot of hope and love. And his deep prayerfulness will inspire a lot of people, I'm quite sure, in Bulawayo. Then we have another elder man who's also going back to his country, which is Malaysia, to his diocese of Johor Bahru. He too was married, and his wife died, and after several years he decided to become a priest, and had 4 very successful years here in the Beda, and will be ordained in end of June, and will be working again in a diocese in an area, Muslim country, where the church is small but still quite powerful, still quite strong voice. But nevertheless, it's a difficult time for them too. And so his ordination will be a wonderful addition for that diocese. And he will bring to it a clarity of thinking and a great insight into people, and a man of deep prayer. Moving to another continent, this time to Australia, we have 2 of our students are being ordained and for different dioceses of Australia, Armidale and Broome. In Armidale, John McHugh, who will be a priest, was married. His wife died relatively young, and his 3 sons are all grown men now and have been to visit him. Lots of friends have come to Rome to visit him from time to time over the last 4 years. And he will be ordained and take up his ministry in the Armadale parish with the great enthusiasm that he brings. And another Australian who's travelled quite a journey, John Purnell, is going to be ordained for the Diocese of Broome. And Broome is in the northern part of Australia, if I can call it that, and his great love is to work with the Aboriginal peoples, for which he has a gift and a breadth of vision and an energy which is quite remarkable. And he is a good mind, lively thinker, quite a radical thinker in some ways, but working in a very difficult pastoral situation, very different from the normal situation, but he will bring the love of God and a lot of considerations of how that love is applied in societies which are very different from that you not find in normal churches. And then we have another candidate who is going to be ordained for the Diocese of Gibraltar. And he was, in fact, he had a year out because of ill health and rejoined this current year to finish his last year. He's Deacon Derek Alvarez, and small diocese, and he will be much valued there. He's a man whose homilies as deacon have been very inspirational, and he will be much appreciated, I'm sure, because of his deep faith and devotion. And then lastly, in England, we have two men who are being ordained, one for the Diocese of Salford, Anthony Sudlow, and one for the Diocese of Nottingham, Michael Williams. Anthony was married and wife died, so he decided to eventually, through a journey, join the Diocese of Salford, and he will bring to it a tremendously deep faith, and knowing that area well, he will bring an intuition into the way the people of Manchester and in that diocese and the cities to the north, which make up the Diocese of Salford, he will bring an insight into how they think and what it's like to earn your own keep, and his deep faith will be an example and an encouragement. Michael Williams, who comes from the southwest of England, worked for many, many years in Nottingham, and has decided after taking early retirement to be ordained priest. And he is a man of huge ability, and having held a big position, was able to speak well and speak coherently about the gospel, and his sermons are always very well prepared, very well organized, and yet always very practical and accessible to people. And I'm sure he will be a fine priest for the Nottingham Diocese. So that group of eight people from very, very different backgrounds, all coming to the same college for 4 years of formation, now reaching its climax in their ordination as they depart from Rome and return to their diocese. It's a matter of thanksgiving. It's a matter of appreciating the wide range of people who are called to the Catholic priesthood and who have, from a lot of experience of having lived as lay people, to bring to their ministry in the church, and surely will be a gift. And it's a gift from God that these men have been inspired. It's a gift to the church at this moment when the numbers of vocations are not increasing. And it's a gift in the sense that so many of them are coming out of different vocations, having been married, having had experience of married life, or having worked for many years in professional jobs. And both those backgrounds will bring a richness to the priesthood, which is something that many, many people in the pews and the parishes they serve will appreciate. And that is a sign of God's blessing and something which we should be thankful for.